Hachette Audio presents Malicious, a Mitchum story. Written by James Patterson with James O. Bourne. Read by Wayne Pyle. Chapter 1. I had raced through my paper route this morning, chucking papers onto the frozen front yards of Marlborough, New York in January. Normally, I'd stop and chat with the customers who happened to be up around dawn, but today I just waved. It's a shame, because that's my favorite part of the job. Now I was in my unofficial office for my unofficial second job. For the past few years, I'd made my office in a little diner off Route 9, named Tina's Plentiful. Tina didn't mind because I occasionally brought in a little extra traffic. I have to admit that lately, there hadn't been much extra traffic. But right now, Edith Ledbetter sat across from me with a pleasant look on her aging face. No one under 70 is ever named Edith. She'd approached me about 3 months ago to see if I could locate her estranged daughter. They hadn't spoken in 26 years, since the daughter turned 21 and thought that Syracuse University had turned her into the smartest human on Earth. But years have a way of making people lonely and feel their regrets more acutely. Even after I explained that I wasn't a licensed private investigator, Edith said that she didn't care and hired me on the spot. Word-of-mouth recommendations in the community had helped me. I was honest and generally let my clients decide how much they wanted to pay. We'd been waiting together almost 45 minutes, and there was no sign of the daughter. She had told me she would be at the diner at 8 o'clock. I didn't like the looks of this at all. Edith said,